Next up, I would like to bring on our CCB bylaws committee chair to give us the bylaws report, and that is Steve Bauer
Thanks, Gabe, and good
from
evening,
Culver
everyone.
City.
The CCB Bylaws Committee has met several times, and also we held a actually it was the first event of the pre-convention activities, an open meeting for members to voice their concerns. And what we found out is there's a lot of areas in the bylaws that folks need attention, and I could enumerate several, but it's a long list. And the bottom line is that the committee has decided not to put forth any amendments this year. We are going to, between now and the next convention, put forward a concerted attempt to get input from members and to come up with a list of priorities. As Sarah Harris said a couple of years ago, there's no way we can do this all in 1 year, maybe not even 2 years, maybe, three or more year project. But we want to establish some priorities and bring forward some meaningful amendments to our bylaws, needed amendments to our bylaws, to the next convention. So I urge all of you who have an interest in this area at all to watch the list. We'll be announcing in the happenings. We'll be announcing these meetings coming up, where your input is not only available to you, but we really need it because we don't have all the answers. A lot of questions have come up in the last few months as to how we're going to proceed. So please pay attention, and we hope to be back with some meaningful amendments in that next year's convention. Mr. President, that's my report for this evening.
All right. Thank you, Steve. I don't think that that report requires any action, but thank you. And we will be looking for further information on bylaws. So, before we do a final door prize, I would like to thank everybody for being here tonight and for attending and joining with us. All the fun does start again tomorrow morning. And to give us a preview of what to expect over the next couple of days, I'd like to bring on our convention planning committee chair, Sarah Harris.
Hello and good evening, everyone, if you're still awake out there. No, I'm just kidding. This has been great. Look at us navigating the future together. All right, so tomorrow we have lots of stuff starting at 9 a.m. We have healthcare advocacy, followed by those pesky kiosks, those self-serve kiosks that are everywhere that are going to take place of the Taco Bell workers. That's going to be at from 9 to 11 a.m. After that, later that day, we have our second general session starting at 1 p.m. We'll be joined by Andy Ambarato from Disability Rights California, Joe Xavier, the Director of Department of Rehab, as well as Ron Brooks to give us a very meaningful conversation about transportation, and he promises that it will be, less than 90 minutes, so it'll be comparable to paratransit. And also during that session, we have a couple of surprises, so please join in. And then, like Gabe said, later that evening, we will be doing our elections, and that's going to be a really important part that, come and exercise your right to vote as a CCB member. I also want to just really quick give a shout out and make an announcement that Saturday evening after the banquet, Mr. John Ross from the Greater Bakersfield chapter will be hosting hospitality for the convention, and that'll be on that same pre-convention line that we've had everything on. So come and join John Ross after the banquet on Saturday. And all right, back to you, Gabe. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sarah, for that. So, before we go, let's give away some more money. Miss Lisa, are you around?
I am around. So let's give away
Before they
some.
come haul me off, if you can hear that siren.
Let's give away some big money to end the night with a gift from my personal favorite chapter, Fresno. Let's do $50.
No whammies, no whammies.
And the winner is Gail Crossin. Congratulations.
Yay, Gail. All right. Well, congratulations to Gail and thank you to Fresno. So with Gabe, that, yes, ma'am.
Andrea Dicklot says her hand raised.
All right. Let's go ahead and see what Andrea has to say.
Unmute, Audrey.
I'm here, I think.
Yeah.
You are here.
Okay. And I'm trying to get voiceover to stop talking. I just want to remind everybody that we have some wonderful vendors who are going to be available tomorrow and Saturday. Please look at the information I sent out because they are available at different times. Some of these folks are on the East Coast and they're not going to be available the whole day, either day. For example, Barry Scheuer will be around all day tomorrow, but Saturday he will only be around from noon to four. Let's see. Envision America is only 11:30 to 1:30 both days. So if you want to see somebody, please check the times that are posted. These folks have been generous to offer their time to us, and we'd like to patronize them and support them. So thank you so much.
All right. Very important to note. Thank you, Andrea. Okay. Do we have anyone, no. Any other hands up there?
No.
All right.
No, they're an attendee has to, Nicolette Noyes.
Ah, Nikki.
Mm-hmm. Hi there. I'm sorry, I had to leave for half an hour early on, and I don't know whether or not this was mentioned, but I saw a notice that the 9 a.m. Saturday morning program has been canceled. Am I understanding that correctly? But the 10 o'clock one will still be going on Saturday morning, the 14th.
Can I jump in, Gabe?
Sorry, I was just going to say, we didn't talk about that, but Sarah, do you have info on that?
Yeah, so there was some Zoom gremlins. I think Rob had sent an email out letting everybody know, and I'm sorry you missed that, Nikki. Zoom gremlins sent that out, ignore it. And join in on Saturday at 9 a.m. Actually, thank you for bringing that up, Nikki.
Okay, well, I was going to anyway, but I thought maybe I was the only one who got it because nobody else has mentioned it. So thank you very much. And this has been wonderful.
Sarah, can I jump in here? Or Gabe, can I jump in here real quick?
It depends on what you're jumping in here for. Is it along this?
Yes,
please. So, please go ahead and jump in.
There have been some questions about invitations that have gone out. You will receive an email an hour before the webinar opens tomorrow from Zoom. So in case you have lost your ID for whatever reason, expect an email before the meeting starts at 9 o'clock. Zoom will automatically send that out.
That is so kind of Zoom to do that.
Yes, it is.
Thanks, Guillermo. All right. Anything else from anyone about Zoom stuff? Any other questions from our audience?
Yes. Let's see. Ending in 650, I know who that is.
I believe that was Linda.
Linda, yeah. Johnson. You can unmute, Linda.
Okay, it's me again. Mm-hmm. But this is Linda Johnson. And I just have to tell you, I'm really proud of the work you guys are doing. And thank you for your leadership. And that's all I wanted to say. And I appreciated all your time and energy you put into all your work you do. So thank you.
That is very kind of you. Thank you.
Okay, I'm done.
As Sarah has said about stuff, it's definitely a labor of love.
An artist has her hand raised.
I just wanted to mention it. I mean, we're mostly sharing the phone anyway, so it's not a real big issue. But Kevin never got any of the Zoom reminders that I got.
We'll take care of that.
He did get that Friday, Sunday one, and he did get the election one. But the ones that come directly from Zoom, of those he's not receiving.
Let me check on his, meet with me offline and we'll see what's going on.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
But I'm glad to hear that he is getting the ones for our business meeting portions. Okay. Any other hand there, Penny?
I'm afraid to say it. No, there's none.
Okay. All right. Well, in that case, at 9:21 p.m., I think is about 9 minutes ahead of our scheduled time to end by, I would declare us in recess until tomorrow morning. So this is the closing of the first general session of our 2022 convention. Thank you, everybody, for being here and attending tonight.